This year, the world learned that Australia's Great Barrier Reef has sustained greater damage than had been previously reported. Scientists say two-thirds of the reef experienced sequential coral bleaching events and that time is running short to save what they can. To that successful end, researchers are trying to genetically augment the protective quality of an algae that live symbiotically with the coral. Rachel Levin is one of those researchers now in Australia. We talked not long ago.
Definitely the numbers have been very alarming, and it seems whenever there's a moment of relief for the reef, before we know it, we're in another period of thermal stress. And part of what is causing issues with that is the corals are not getting enough time to recover from these extreme episodes of bleaching before they're hit with another round. So this is seeming to intensify the problem of coral bleaching that normally may be buffered a bit by some cooler periods intermittently. So it is definitely very hard to predict exactly what's going to happen, seeing as so much has exceeded our expectations already. But it is projected that if there isn't more extreme mitigation methods or plans to preserve the reefs that we do have left, that we may lose them within the next coming decade, within the century.
With the continued coral stress that you've just talked about and the fact that we will likely see that as an ongoing factor of life,
How
can there be any reasonable assurance that, in fact, we can do something to mitigate the condition of the reefs now?
Definitely. And I think that's a large part of where our research is looking now. Traditionally, marine protected areas and trying to lower emissions has been the main target of trying to mitigate these effects that are causing coral bleaching. However, we're starting to see that that's just potentially not going to be enough as the climate continues to change faster than evolution can occur in these reef organisms. And that's a bit where our work is trying to step in and at least experimentally see, can we essentially speed up the process of evolution, try to make some targeted enhancements to these key organisms in coral reefs to help them sustain themselves during this rapid climate change episodes that are occurring.
You're talking about more than just seeding a reef with baby coral, but actually changing them genetically so that they might be able to evolve faster.
Definitely. So that's a big aim of our research at this time, is to see, not to introduce any foreign genes into these organisms or introduce any foreign organisms onto reefs, but see, working with the organisms that are naturally there, is there a way we can try to mimic what we've seen in evolution? So looking at comparing some of the types of organisms that are able to withstand bleaching compared to those that cannot, and figure out what are these key molecular underpinnings that are allowing some species to thrive over others. And then how can we use that information to maybe enhance those natural genetic characteristics to help promote thermal tolerance and other sorts of stress tolerances that are known to reduce coral bleaching. So definitely trying to enhance what naturally is found in such coral reef organisms to help them cope with this accelerated rate of change that's happening in the environment.
Rachel, would those be found in all corals, or do we have to understand that some corals may not be able to be well-suited to that kind of uptick in evolution that you're trying to create?
Definitely. So I think that's a really good point you bring up, and I think it's a bit of both. Some corals are just going to naturally be able to withstand these changes a bit more. However, if we depend solely on that, we're going to see huge changes in reef structure, because currently the foundation of the coral reef has to do with this massive biodiversity that allows for such productivity in such a concentrated spot. Coral reefs are known to cover a very, very tiny percentage of the sea floor, but are responsible for housing such an extreme amount of biodiversity and productivity in the ocean. So if we rely solely on just let the winners that are naturally going to come out, let those be the only corals that are sustained, we are going to lose so much of this ocean productivity and biodiversity that right now a lot of us as humans and industry rely on for our own economic well-being and prosperity. So what we're looking to do is try to do what we can to preserve the reef structure as we as humans depend on it currently, so so that we also aren't impacted as badly, in addition to the reefs not being impacted as badly.
Are certain corals able to deal with some of those changes better than others in the lab? I mean, not what we're seeing clearly out in the ocean, but others that seem to be more receptive to the kinds of changes that you're about, that you're trying to bring about?
So we're still in the early phases to see how manipulative we can be with the corals. And that was a big part of our work, is instead of focusing on the corals, which there are definitely a lot of important work happening in that space, but corals are an organism that take a very, very long time to mature into those magnificent coral heads that you see on reefs, serving as a home to so many different organisms. Actually, we found, and this has been quite supportive through years of research, that the specific type of algae known as Cymbidinium, there's a lot of different variants of this algae, and different Cymbidinium variants have different stress tolerances. And depending on which variant a coral hosts, this can improve their ability to withstand bleaching. So in seeing that natural phenomenon that maybe instead of having to manipulate and then regrow all new coral, we could potentially try to just repartner coral with stronger symbionts, and hopefully through that action be able to more quickly increase the stress tolerance of reefs. So our work is largely looking at what type of Cymbidinium, this algae that corals rely on to grow and support the foundation of coral reefs, and how can we improve this algae, and then in introducing it to the corals, help them much more rapidly acquire thermal tolerance.
So what's the next step in your research now?
So the next step in our research is to try to, in the lab, make these exact changes to the algae. So which specific genes can we help to enhance that are already naturally in the algae? And if we enhance these natural genes, which ones might show the most increase in thermal tolerance and therefore bleaching tolerance? Once that has been established, largely the efforts will need to be focused on, obviously, managing any potential risk that would come with trying to introduce enhanced algae into reef ecosystems, as we want to be really sure that we aren't introducing any negative side effects of introducing genetically enhanced algae.
Is there any hope in your mind that a timeline will be sooner than later that you'll be able to actually create some of the experiments with some of the reefs that are already experiencing, you know, great collapse?
Yeah, I mean, that is definitely the ultimate hope that we're shooting for, rather than relying on just trying to hope the organisms evolve in time. So that's largely behind our current research, why we've made so much of our ideas and frameworks publicly accessible to all researchers, is we aren't trying to hold on to it ourselves and make it work on our own. We're really going to need collaborative efforts from everyone in the field to help employ these new technologies sooner rather than later, as we are on a tight time frame, as you bring up. So the more people, the more researchers in the field we can get collaborating and working on these experiments to help enhance these critical algae, as well as to ensure that this strategy can be beneficial to the reef, the better. And with the end goal being as fast as possible, we would hope to employ such experiments.
A lot of people are hoping that you're going to be able to do that. Thanks so much.
I really appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
Rachel Levin is currently a postdoctoral scientist working on genetic engineering of a specific algae to help reduce coral bleaching. She's part of the growing research focus at multiple labs across Australia. You can find out more about her work on our Facebook page, The Conversation.